Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help you unlock your true potential.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Nathan Mansfield, and I am the host of the Raise Your Standard podcast. And today is a special day because today is episode one. And this is something that I've wanted to do for probably a year and a half. And I've been making all the freaking excuses in the world to not do it. I'm too busy with work. I'm still in the military. I got to spend time with my family. And while all those things are true, there's no reason I couldn't spend an extra hour of my day, one day a week, and knock this crap out. Because I believe at this day and age, 2019, podcasts are the best way to give and to get knowledge. So here it is. Here I am. I am here for the long haul. I am here to help you live a better life, fulfill your goals, to get what you want out of life, and we are going to have an incredible journey together. So today, episode one is going to be how to get what you want out of life. And this is so important to me. I wanted to put something out so impactful in the first episode that you understood where I'm coming from, where I'm going, what my message is, what my vision is, and so that I can get you on track to the same thing, to reach your goals, to become happy, fulfilled, and really to live the life that you always wanted. So let's dive right into it. Episode one, get what you want out of life. So to kick this off, I want to talk a little bit about the Nathan Mansfield that was here 5, 10 years ago, not the one that's here today, because they're two completely separate people. Let's go back 10 years to when I was 21 years old. I had no dream. I had no vision. I had minor goals. I was 2 years into the military. And frankly, I didn't really know what I wanted out of life. And I feel like that's the same story with so many people, is that they really don't know what they want. And this can happen all the way up to your 40, 50, maybe your entire life, you don't know what you want. But the problem with that is if we don't know what we want, how are we ever going to get somewhere in life? How are we ever going to go somewhere other than where we're at right now? And for most people, 90% of people, we're not happy with where we're at right now. So we've got to find out, we've got to figure out the vision, we've got to draw the plan, really use our imagination and figure out what our dream is. And I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to sit down on a weekend all by yourself and figure out what is it that I really want out of life, because this is so important to drive your daily actions and figure out what you really need to be doing to get where you want. Maybe it's more money. I will tell you that 99% of the people in this world want more money. So maybe that's it. I would really guess that that's one of your things that you want. You want to live a better standard of life. You want to have a nicer car. You would like to have a bigger house. You would like to travel more. I'm not going to put the words in your mouth, but I'm going to make some assumptions that those are some things that you want out of life. Maybe you want to have a better relationship with your spouse and your kids. That is a big goal and a vision. If you're not happy where you're at right now, we have to find the vision and the dream of where it is that you really want to be so we can draw that roadmap to get you there. But I'll tell you that 21-year-old Nathan Mansfield had no freaking clue what I wanted to do with my life. I had no goal. I had no vision. I knew I wanted more money, and that was probably the only thing that I really knew. And realistically, this is probably most of you listening to this podcast. You really don't know what you want. So I challenge you to figure that out. As I got older, maybe in my mid-20s, I started to develop a vision. I started to figure out the values of life. That I think it's one of those things that as you mature and get older, you really start figuring out what it is you want. Some people have it at a very young age, and I think that comes down to parenting. Like some kids at 6 years old know that they want to be a professional basketball player, and they have this endless pursuit and drive to get there, where others, like I said before, maybe 50 years old and have no freaking clue what they want to do. But you need to figure that out now. You need to figure that out today so that we can get you where you want to be. So how I really figured out what it is that I wanted was driven from a passion to help and driven from a passion to change an industry that I didn't like. It wasn't necessarily that I wanted a ton of more money at this point. It wasn't necessarily that I had a huge drive for something. There was a problem that I wanted to fix. And I'll tell you that most successful business owners, most people that have an abundance of money and just overall wealth in life, have solved problems for the general populace. And that's exactly what I did. Unbeknowingly at the point, I knew that I hated nutrition products on the market. The certain big name stores, I hated the freaking products they sold. I hated everything about them because they were all watered down. None of them worked. And a lot of people in this world were paying tons of money for it. I didn't like that. And I set out to change it. I started working in 2012, creating my own pre-workouts. I ordered a whole bunch of raw materials. I'm like, man, I'm going to figure out this problem. I'm going to make a good product that what's on the freaking label is what's in the product, and it's going to work and people are going to love it. This sparked me into starting a nutrition store not even 30 days later with zero planning, zero capital, zero anything at all, just a dream. Literally just a dream. I have so many people asking me about entrepreneurship and how do I start a business and how do I chase my passion. For me, it was an impulsive decision that I didn't think about. And realistically, that's for most people that find success in this life, is that they are risk adverse. They take action and do things impulsively with calculated risk. I'm not even sure that in my beginning of my business, it was calculated risk. In fact, I put $65,000 on credit cards and drained my IRAs, drained everything. I pulled out every penny and borrowed every penny I could just to start the business. And I think that's so important. I'm not telling you to do that because that may not be the smartest decision for you, but I had a vision to change an industry. I had a vision to give people products that they really could see changes from that really worked for them. And I chased after it and just got in and dove right in and started. So at this point, I was 25, going on 26, and things were finally starting to click for me. I still hadn't fully conceptualized what was happening in my life. I hadn't fully conceptualized that I was a business owner. I hadn't fully realized that I had taken out $65,000 to start this business and risked everything I had, to include my house, my cars, my credit, everything. But I had a vision, and this is what led me to where I am 6.5-7 years later. But the moral of the story is that you've got to find a passion. You've got to find something you enjoy doing. And sometimes it just falls right into your lap. I'm a firm believer in that life happens for you. However, there are a lot of things that you need to take action on that will probably lead you in the right direction that you need to be. So it starts with a vision. It starts with what you want. It starts with your goals. It starts with your aspirations. So I challenge you first to find your goal, find your aspirations, find your vision for your life. What is it that you really want? So that the four things I talked to you about today really make sense and you can apply them the way you really need to get what you want out of life. So let's dig right in. We're going to start with number one, and that is you need to figure out the group of people that you currently hang out with, your friends, your family, acquaintances, work buddies. You need to figure out your circle and if they support you in that vision, that goal, that dream. You see, a lot of people will tell you that you're the average of the five people that you hang out with in everything you do, in your character, in your morals, in your standards, in your income. The income being the biggest one. If you hang out with five people that make an average of $40,000 a year, there's a good likely chance that you're gonna make within $5,000 of that average. And there are plenty of studies to back this up. So the first thing we need to do before we work on ourselves, before we look at who we are, before we talk about the other three important things, is we have to audit our circle. And anybody that doesn't fit and our path to get to where we want to be has to go. Now, I understand this can be very difficult. I've shunned a lot of friends out of my life. I used to hang out with different crowds of people mostly people that drank alcohol all the time, and I fit right in. I drank alcohol 3-4 nights a week. I got blackout drunk 3-4 nights a week. I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming myself for putting myself in that circle and that situation to where I fit into the standards of everybody else. And finally, once I broke away from that, once I removed myself from those friend groups, and I've been apart between high school, military, moving all over the world, I've been in those groups 3, 4, 5 times. And I'll tell you right now, 99% of the friends I had in those good time groups, I would call it, because they're all about going to the bars, partying, I'm not friends with anymore. I don't even talk to them anymore. And it's great for me because I don't have to be sucked into that influence. If I have a friend now that drinks a lot, I'm going to distance myself away from that person because alcohol, I have found, does not allow me to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. I want to soon have a $100 million business. If I drink alcohol in excess or multiple times a week, I promise you I will not get there. Now, the hard part about this is sometimes the people in our circle are family. Sometimes the people that are impacting us negatively are our spouse or our best friend or our mom or our dad. And how do you break ties with someone that close in your circle? It's freaking difficult. I promise you that. But you need to start creating space. And the more space you create, the more you'll see that you will start moving in the right direction towards the goals that you want. Additionally, you need to start finding people that are much more successful or people that are in that position where you want to be. And you need to surround yourself with those people. You need to look for opportunities where the people that are very successful in the space that you're headed, you need to find opportunities to network with them, find events that they go to. Listen, if they have a podcast, listen to their podcast because that is also surrounding your mind with that person. You need to have the influence of the people that you want to be like. And that is so important. So not only are we dropping the bad, but we're finding the good because we can't do this on our own. And to me, changing your circle will change your life. Changing your circle will literally give you a huge head start to getting to where you want to be. And it's the most important thing that we can do to get where we want to be in life. All right, so moving on to number two. Number two is about the standards that we hold for ourselves. Many of us, and me, my entire 20s, had significantly low standards for myself. And I can tell you, judging off of 90% of the people I worked with, they all held low standards for themselves as well. You think about a workplace mentality, you think about you and your job, your boss will likely set standards for you. You have to be here between this hour and this hour. These are the things that I need you to get done. Are you the person that just does the minimum? Maybe doesn't even do exactly what you're supposed to do? Are you the person that goes above and beyond and does far more than anybody else, does far more than what people expect of you? Now, while that is important, we also have standards for ourselves. And our standards for ourselves can be related to anything in life, to our health and fitness, to our career, to our money, to our relationships. But our current standards for all those categories, for your wealth, for your health, for your relationships, those standards are exactly what you're getting out of life. If you don't learn to change your standards, to raise your standards, you're going to continue to live the same life that you're living right now for the rest of your life. That is why I had the inspiration to call this podcast the Raise Your Standard Podcast, because it's so important to me that you understand where you're at and the standard that you need to live up to get to where you want to be. So let's do a quick example of this so you completely understand and conceptualize and can grasp what I mean by standards for your life. Let's say you were to walk down downtown New York City and you found 100 people off the street. You could look at every single one of them and know their standard of health and fitness in their life. How much does fitness and health mean to them? You could literally just look at their body and know that because it would replicate their standard that they set for themselves. Whether they're obese, you know, overweight, or extremely fit, you would know their standards. So I challenge you and I ask you, what is your standard for your fitness and health? How many days a week do you work out? If you said 0 to 2, you probably have a low standard of fitness and health in your life. I'm not telling you how to change your life. I'm not saying you should work out 5 to 7 days a week. I'm just saying that in that example, you have a low standard of fitness and health. Maybe you have a high standard of finances and wealth. Maybe you make an abundance of money, but your health and your fitness sucks. You got to figure out if that's what you want. If it's something that you want, we need to raise our standard. So maybe you work out 2 days a week now. You need to raise the freaking standard to 5 days a week so that you can get where you want. And that is no questions asked, non-negotiable, 5 days a week, no excuses whatsoever. That is now the new standard. That is what I strive to do. That is exactly what I will do. And there is no question about it. That is my standard. You see, if you set these goals of, oh, I'm going to work out 5 days a week next week, and you don't actually do it, then it's not a standard, it's a wish. And wishes don't get you shit. I promise you that. So make sure that you're setting a standard and you're holding yourself accountable with the discipline to do what you need to do to get where you want to be. Moving on to number three. And number three is the beliefs we have about ourselves. Beliefs are so important because it's like the imaginary person that you either think is good, is great, is exceptional, or is piss poor. Whatever belief you have for yourself is the reality of who you are. The cool thing about beliefs is you can change them with a snap of a finger. So if you want to believe that you're worth $10 million, you can do exercises in your mind. You can do these things subconsciously that are going to lead you to that and activate your reticular activating system so that the actions that you take based upon who you believe will mirror it and it will take you to that destination. It's absolutely insane what the brain can do when you believe you're something, even if you're not currently that. But what you have to stop doing is having limiting beliefs. What you have to stop doing is telling yourself that you're fucking fat. What you have to stop doing is telling yourself that you're fucking poor. Because if you believe that, that's who you are, that's your identity, and you will never escape that belief. The best thing about changing your beliefs is you can create results in advance. For me, I know that one day I'm going to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I want to do that so that I can give money to people that need it. I can travel the world. I can give my family a life experience that maybe $50,000 a year would never get them. I want the abundance of money so that I can give and that I can travel and I can experience all of life that most people cannot. But if I told myself, I am only worth $100,000 a year, that's all I'll ever make, I'm comfortable with that, I don't think I can make a dollar over that, I promise you I will stay there my entire life, but I have this exceptional belief of where I'm going to be and who I'm going to be in the next 5 to 10 years, and I know for 100% fact that I will be there, no questions asked, because I've strengthened my belief system so much that I've already created the results in advance. So I challenge you to audit your current beliefs. I challenge you to look and listen to the language that you talk to yourself about. What is it that you say about yourself? Do you call yourself ugly? Do you call yourself fat? Do you call yourself poor? Do you demean yourself? If you do that, that's who you will always be. I challenge you to change that today. I challenge you to find who it is that you want to be, who you want to be, and you start ingraining that in your mind by telling yourself that you already are that person. And the fourth and last thing that I want to talk about today is the story that you tell yourself. What is the story you tell yourself that is prohibiting you from getting to where you want to be? What are the excuses that you make up in your mind? Those things are your story, and the problem about your story is that your blueprint, it's who you are, it's also your identity. And once you have this story and you keep telling yourself this story, you'll never get where you want to be. If you keep telling yourself that the reason you're fat is because when you were 14, you broke both your ankles and you couldn't walk and you couldn't, and the medicine blew you up to be 300 pounds and now you're just fat, and now you're 20 years old and you're still fat, but the whole reason is because that incident when you were 14 years old, that's your story, that's your identity, that's who you are. You're never going to escape that. You have to change the story that you tell yourself every single day. You have to get rid of the excuses. You have to get rid of all the nonsense in your mind that is holding you back, all that negativity. You've got to get rid of it. You have to unleash it. You have to change your story to something empowering about where you want to be and who you are, and change your story to something positive and optimistic that is not going to give you the excuse to not do what you want. Changing your story will change your life. It will force you to take actions that don't allow for excuses. And in that moment that you stop telling yourself that shitty ass story, in that moment that you stop making the excuse of something that happened in your past, you, my friend, will change your life. Change your story, change your life. All right, guys, so those are my four top things to get what you want out of life. You have to start with your circle. You need to audit the people you hang out with. You need to figure out if they are empowering you, lifting you up, and carrying you to where you want to be. You have to figure out if they're a role model for you. If they're not, you got to drop them. You got to start creating that separation. Start distancing yourself from them so that you can move and find a role model, a friend group, people that lift you up and are farther ahead in success in the area that you want to be in than you currently are. Change your circle. Next, change your standards. Stop living by shitty standards. Stop doing the minimum. Do extra. When you're in the gym, do extra reps. When you're at work, do extra work. Your boss will freaking love it. That's how you get promoted. Do extra and stop doing the bare freaking minimum. Number three, change your beliefs. Stop listening to the voices in your head that are telling you you're ugly, telling you you're fat. Lift yourself up with a new message of who you really are, who you really want to be. Don't live by that shitty identity anymore. And lastly, you've got to change your story and stop making the freaking excuses that you have been for so long. Stop telling yourself that you didn't become a doctor because something happened in your life in your 20s and you couldn't go to college or you didn't have the fucking money to do it. Stop telling yourself the story, because the story is just an excuse. And you can live by that your whole life if you choose to, but you won't go anywhere. So I hope you enjoyed the four things that we talked about. I hope they empowered you and taught you something about what it really takes to change your life and to get out of life what you really want. I thank you so much for listening today. I hope you really got something out of this. This is episode one, and I'm so excited to start bringing my beliefs, my knowledge, everything that I spend hours of my day learning to train my mind. I want to share with you all and lift you up and help you succeed and be happy and fulfilled in your life. And every episode is going to come packed with knowledge and information to help you. If you have any questions at all, please reach out to me on Instagram. My handle is at Nathan Mansfield with an extra D at the end. Hit me up, DM me. You can email me. You can find my email link on my Instagram as well. I want to communicate with you. I want to get in touch with you. I want to help you out. So please, if you're in question at all, please reach out and talk to me, because I am here for you and I want to help you succeed and I want to help you live the life you always dreamed of. So thanks for tuning in. See you next time.